We have a number of things that we want to see developed. Two major issues that we want to see developed or investigated anyway will be the rail coming into to the county and the prospects of that and joining that campaign that has already started up. And the second thing will be to investigate the possibility of having a major micro hydro or a hydro electrical plant based in the county or in the northwest region, and that would secure energy into the future. There were other things, you know, through housing and roads and all of those. One of the other initiatives that we looked at was developing the marketing campaign around the seven wonders of the county, which would also then develop into seven wonders of each of the regions of the county and would allow other, you know, small community groups who are looking for a branding, a place for their own branding to maybe develop, as I said in there, you know, if it was Arnmore Island, that they would have seven places, and it would encourage people to come and stay longer and also to do it throughout the year.
One of the issues you raised as well was Irish Water and the serious issues that are affecting, you said, in various communities across the county. It has been mentioned numerous times at meetings for Irish Water to attend, but they haven't done so.
No, they will not go into public meetings. And to be fair to our Director of Service, Michael McGarvey, he got a meeting with each of the MDs lately. But this is a national issue that needs to be addressed. We have population targets for the town of Letterkenny, you know, to grow in the next 10 years. With the infrastructure that's planned there, there's not a hope in hell that that's going to happen. Also, like, you know, there's costing of connections, you know, sometimes up to €20,000. It's just not going to allow people to live and base themselves in this county.